Monday, October 21st. All day, Mackenzie and Jessica have been giving me the evil eye and whispering about me. I'm so sick of them, I could just scream. Apparently, they're mad at me for that whole chocolate fountain fiasco. And Mackenzie's spreading the rumor that I only came to her party to try to humiliate her, so Brandon wouldn't want to take her to the dance. This whole thing was their fault. If Jessica hadn't smacked my plate like that, those little pieces of fruit wouldn't have fallen into the fountain and made it malfunction. I can't stand Mackenzie, but I'd never try to mess up her birthday party. I mean, how immature would that be? Even though I hadn't seen Chloe and Zoe since the party, they must have heard all the gossip. I wasn't surprised to see they'd left a note on my locker. Nikki, what's going on? We really need to talk. Meet us in the janitor's closet during lunch, Chloe and Zoe. I had no choice but to come clean and give them all the nitty-gritty details about what happened and why I'd left the party early. Only I didn't mention the part about Brandon, since I was still confused about all that. I was totally surprised when Chloe and Zoe got super angry. Not at me, but at Mackenzie and Jessica. They said they'd suspected something bad had happened to me after I left so suddenly without telling them. They hugged me and said they were really sorry I'd had to go through all that alone. Of course, that just made me cry. So Chloe, Zoe, and I had a really good group cry. It was Chloe's idea that the three of us resign from the cleanup crew, and Zoe totally agreed. They said we were not going to tolerate Mackenzie and Jessica's bullying any longer. I couldn't believe my ears. I knew Chloe and Zoe had their hearts set on attending the dance as the cleanup crew and doing that phony "my date's a band member" thing. Unless, of course, Jason or Ryan asked them to go, which they haven't yet. But they said it was no biggie. And even though the three of us wouldn't be going to the Halloween dance this year, there was always next year. I could not believe that my wonderful BFFs would make such a huge sacrifice just for me. I got this huge lump in my throat and I wanted to cry all over again. Zoe composed a letter stating that we were resigning from the cleanup crew, and the three of us signed it. Then we gave the letter to Jessica, since Mackenzie had appointed her as her personal secretary for all official Halloween dance committee correspondence. At first, Jessica just stared at us really mean. Then she snatched the letter right out of my hand. "It's about time you wrote Mackenzie an apology letter. The poor girl was traumatized. Now let's just hope she accepts it. If I were her, I sure wouldn't." I couldn't believe Jessica actually said that. When Mackenzie opens our letter, she'll be in for a little surprise. And of course, she'll probably have a big hissy fit and create a lot of drama. I'm going to need years of intensive therapy just to recover from having a locker next to that girl. BTW, today in biology, Brandon barely said hi and then ignored me the entire hour. I'm guessing that he's mad at me, too. Sometimes feels like the entire world is mad at me. Whatever.